Okay, let's dial up the, take out the big cartoon telephone there, and we gonna, is that how we're gonna do it? Okay. This, we only use this for special occasions. We're calling our home for the holidays winner. Who's gonna, they're gonna fly their, some of their family home from, somewhere in this, great big world. Oh, there you go. It works.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can I speak to Susan Panaton, please?
Speaking, Andrew. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so nice to hear your voice again. I always enjoy your voice in the mornings. You're so calming.
Well, I have some good news.
Yeah,
we want to, we've drawn your name, and we want to fly your brother Peter home from Invermere, British Columbia. That's just on the border of Alberta, goodness. Right? Is that where that is?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay.
It's outside of Banff. Well, you travel to Banff and then on to Calgary for the airport.
So tell us about Peter. We're going to dial him up now, but tell us a little bit about Peter.
Peter, oh, for someone who had the misfortune of being born the way he was, he's always remained such a positive man, and he's always done so much throughout his life. He, even at high school, he ran the lunchtime radio station, played music, ran the announcements.
Right.
He often did the DJ work for dances.
So he's 65 years old now, and he's been in a wheelchair, right?
Yes.
Now, where did he go to high school?
Father McDonald High School in Ville Saint-Laurent, yes.
Okay, so I can. We're going to dial him up now. He owns and runs a small family restaurant that was modified to meet his cooking needs. That is a small town in B.C., population 4,000, Invermere, British Columbia. Let's get him on the line. Give him the good news.
Good morning.
Peter?
Yes?
It's Andrew Carter calling from CJ 8800 in Montreal. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. It's just 10 after 6 here, and we're 20 below right now.
So tell me, how'd you like to come to Montreal to visit your sister for Christmas?
Oh, I would love it.
Oh, boy. Say hi to Susan. She's here.
Hi, Pete. Oh, we won. I'm so emotional this morning. I can't talk, so I'll leave it all to you. Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Pete, the last time you were here, I believe, was 2009 for Dad's funeral. That's the last time you saw everybody, right? Yes.
Yeah.
But, so everybody's looking forward. Mary is just so excited because we'll be at the farm on Christmas Eve. Dennis will be there, too, with all his kids and grandkids. And I don't know who all else is going to be there. But, we're all very excited. Oh, my gosh. The airwaves are going to be flying today around the globe.
Yeah, this will be a super visit.
Yes, it's way overdue.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I can't believe I won because there must have been lots of entries for this.
Peter, tell me, who's going to run the restaurant while you're gone?
My staff.
Okay, good. You got them well trained then. I understand they're so excited in Invermere about you possibly winning that they've written a feature in the local newspaper about this?
Yes.
Yet, and tell me about that.
I went to the editor and I said, do you ever print about Christmas miracles? And I said, if you do, I have a good one for you. So they're going to write a whole story about it. And the thing, my actual interview, they tried phoning me yesterday to set an appointment up. So, this is pretty amazing.
Yeah, you sound pretty emotional, Peter.
I am.
So how does this make you feel?
Yeah, makes me feel wonderful, like when you need good things to happen, and they happen, so it's pretty wonderful.
Peter, we're so glad that we could do this for you and your sister. And Susan, thank you for so much for entering and telling us your story. It's a great story.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, thank you. I'm just like I thanked you before for the opportunity to do this. And I just thought, heck, if anybody deserved this, it was my brother Pete, because he's always done so much for everybody and has remained so positive throughout his life that, I just think it can't get any better than this, Andrew. Thank you so much.
Peter, it's a pleasure to meet you, and I hope you have a wonderful Christmas.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew.
Yeah.
We will.
Susan Panaton and her brother Peter. She's flying him home from Invermere, British Columbia, which is just near the border of Alberta, a small town where he runs a restaurant that's been modified to meet his cooking needs. He is 65 years old, was the surviving twin at birth, and had been wheelchair bound, his entire life. And remains positive and pursued his life's work as a chef. Says he helps everybody, and now it's time to help him. What a nice story.